somebody about this season, Christmas, what would you say to them?
Merry Christmas.
Any other terms, you know? What's that I heard everybody joking about when they first arrive at the door? They have a little contest to see who can say it first.
Christmas Eve gift?
Yeah. And how do you wish somebody at the beginning of the year happy what?
Happy New Year.
What is a color that's very, very light tan?
Beige.
And what is a brand name for chocolate candy?
A Hershey bar.
What if you don't know for sure that you're going to do something, but you might, and you say, well,
I might do it.
Okay. Where do you get the food in your house?
From the grocery store.
If you have to get some Christmas presents, you might say, I have to go downtown and do my
shopping.
And if you ask them in the store to put nice, pretty paper in it, you might have it, say, I'm having it
wrapped.
And when you take it from under the Christmas tree, you might see someone
unwrapped.
Okay. If you sell some land and you don't make anything off of it, in fact, you lose some money. You say you sold the land at
a loss.
Right. What if you want to go over to your neighbor and use his equipment of some kind and you're going to bring it back tomorrow and you might say to him, I came to borrow. Alright. If you want to get some money from the bank, but they don't have much money at the bank nowadays, you might say money is blank nowadays.
Scarce.
If you're going to go into the water, hands and head first, you might say, I am going to
dive.
All right. What if you did this yesterday? I blank into the water.
I dived into the water.
And if you do it tomorrow, I may
dive.
What if you dive into the water on your stomach? You hit on your stomach. What's that called?
A belly buster.
And if you see a little child out in the grass, turning completely over in the grass on its head and back, you might say he's
the somersault.
What if someone were swimming across the river, but you might say that yesterday they blanked across the river?
They swam across the river.
All right, and tomorrow they will
swim.
And, all right. What if a baby were crying and you tried to comfort it and make it be quiet, you might say to the baby, blank, baby.
Hush, baby, and don't cry.
All right. If someone got water in his lungs and died in the river, you might say he
drowned.
And yesterday, someone blank
drowned.
And tomorrow, someone might blank again.
Someone might drown again.
If a baby is getting along on the floor on its hands and knees, you say it's a baby
crawling.
If you go up a tree limb after limb, you say, I am
climbing.
And yesterday I
climbed.
And I may do it again
climb
tomorrow.
Again tomorrow.
Okay. What if you're down and close to the floor all in this position, kind of on the floor.
Hunkered.
Okay. What if you get down on your knees in church? What do you call that?
You're kneeling.
Okay. And what did you do yesterday? I blank down in the church yesterday.
Kneeled.
Okay. What if you want to stretch out